In early 1917, Germany calculated that with the 300 new U-boats recently added to her fleet, Britain would be forced to surrender within 5 months. U.S. entry would therefore have no effect on the outcome. On February 1, 1917, Germany delivered a declaration of unrestricted warfare to the U.S. State Department. On March 2, the USS Algonquin was sunk, quickly followed by three other U.S. ships. To cover their bet on American impotence, the German ambassador sent a coded message to the Mexicans offering them Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico if they would declare war on the United States. This infamous Zimmerman telegram was intercepted by British intelligence and sent to President Wilson. Wilson now felt he had no choice. On April 2, 1917, he requested Congress to issue a declaration of war against Germany. Discussions in Congress over the next 4 days were filled with far more heat than light. The central issue was whether the dual challenges and affronts by Germany to the U.S. national sovereignty on the high seas and the mischief intended by the Zimmerman telegram were of sufficient magnitude to warrant a declaration of war. Conspicuously absent was a reasoned, careful analysis of the military situation that existed at the time or the resources that would be required to win this war. On April 6, 1917, the U.S. Congress declared war on Germany. France and England believed, with Germany, that U.S. participation would be of little significance. A single week's war casualties exceeded the size of the entire American army. The U.S. military was poorly armed and ill-equipped. Artillery pieces were ancient and obsolete. Only 1,500 machine guns of four different types with a total of 9 hours of ammunition were in inventory. Not a single fighting airplane or combat-ready division existed. The American Merchant Marine, still decimated by their Civil War losses, depended upon a motley collection of chartered, leased, and rented vessels. Many were obsolete derelicts.